The Abilene Water Utilities Department is working on a plan to replace water meters in the city with smart meters that save money. Last night, the City Council approved a master plan for the city's water infrastructure. City Manager Robert Hanna joins me in the studio to give us an update. So, Mr. Hanna, tell us about this master plan. What does it involve?
Well, thanks, Haley. The master plan that council approved was for a contract to begin work on this. And what they're going to look at is all of the water lines we have in town, our major distribution lines. They're going to look at the status of them, the age of them, the quality of them. They're going to look at our hydrology model, how water moves throughout town to make sure that it's moving and flowing the best possible way. We've had new growth areas. As we look at replacing infrastructure, some of the hydrology and the dynamics of that change over time with different pipes and different pressure planes and different points. And so this is about a $335,000 exercise that will help us plan how we grow and maintain our water system really for the next 10 to 20 years.
So part of that plan involves new water meters, smart meters. What do those look like?
Well, one of our strategies we're looking at from a water conservation is smart meters. Now, council didn't approve anything to do with smart meters last night, but the Texas Water Development Board did authorize the city to explore $18.7 million in state subsidized funding for smart meter procurement. And so we're going to come to council at a later meeting, probably in the next couple months, and really I think wrap this concept up with them and give them an opportunity to vote it up or down. We've been talking with the council about smart meters now for a little over a year.
So I think, yeah, a little over a year ago, there were some big problems citywide with the water meters. What were some of those problems?
Well, there weren't any problems with the water meters. There were a problem with the customer's perception that their bill was too high. And so what we did a very thorough research on this. We investigated every meter that people complained about. And we didn't find any problems with the meters. What we found 9 times out of 10 were people didn't fully understand the amount of water their irrigation system put out. The watering days changed. And we had a series of really wet weather and then a month of almost no rain whatsoever. And so you look at the climate, you look at the amount of water we're producing, it all made sense. I think people were using that water. What people didn't have, though, was good data points. So with I'm going to call them a dumb meter, a traditional meter, you just get one point in time that shows you your whole consumption for that 30-day period.
Right.
With a smart meter, you're going to be able to see in 15-minute increments how much water you used. And so in some cases, we'll be able to say, oh, I see you got up at 5:30 this morning. Well, what do you mean? How did you know that? Well, you used, you know, this much water, so you took a shower, made breakfast, whatever. And they'll be able to get that, too. It'll do leak alerts. So if you're away on vacation and all of a sudden you get a text message on your cell phone that says, hey, you just used 1,000 gallons of water. Are you home? No, I need to call somebody. We think it's really taking it to the next technology. There'll be an online portal so citizens can sit there and interact with the utility account in a way that they just can't now. So trying to empower the customer to be able to make wise water decisions, and that meter just provides more opportunity for citizens to do that.
Is that smart system being implemented in other cities as well?
Absolutely. One of the reasons why the Texas Water Development Board is interested in giving really reduced interest rates for this is because not only are smart meters more efficient, they measure more. They measure the low flows that are associated with some water counts better, so citizens have a fuller understanding of how much water they're using, but they have become a very effective tool of educating citizens on water consumption too. And so we're not alone in this. Many cities are switching to the smart meter system as they replace their meters. They look to this new technology to provide that type of information for the customer.
Yeah, so one last thing. Last night, the City Council also started the annual evaluation for your position, the city manager. What does that involve?
Well, everybody has a boss, right? My boss is the City Council. And so they look at my performance, and we talk about things they'd like to see me do, some things I've done well, some things they'd like to see me improve on. So it was a very positive discussion, very productive discussion. We're going to continue that on the 21st meeting as well, and I look forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update. That was City Manager Robert Hanna. And there's more local and state news coming up later. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KECU.